Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hello, welcome back, everyone. This is your girl, Ashley Mendoza.
And it's your girl, Victoria D. Wells, and we are back for another episode of Simpin' After Dark, where Ashley and I talk about all things relationships, all music. Things music, all things drinks,
all things simpy, all things lovey-dovey.
And today, we are talking about love, expectations of love.
Idealization of love, yeah. How that can maybe ruin relationships or like fuck with your own mental health in a relationship and just all that shit.
You know, we're getting pretty deep as we usually do.
It's gonna be another simpy one. The song's really fucking simpy.
So surprise.
It's another, another.
I hate that shit.
It's another get in your feelings. So grab a drink, light something up, and come hang out with us, because today we're gonna get real, we're gonna get honest like we always do. We might read a couple tweets. We're definitely gonna dive into the lyrics of this song, and yeah, we're gonna dissect
it's funny because like I feel like I'm like a diehard like lover, like I love love,
yes,
but like talking about it just makes me gag, like
you're a hopeless romantic.
Yeah, like I would rather just talk shit about men and love.
No, I like...
And myself, you know?
I am one that I will say, it like a ball gets in your throat,
it makes
right?
me like nervous, just like being vulnerable like yes. that. Because I'll be vulnerable and open in like every single way. But when it comes to just like that side, I feel like it's just like letting somebody into my bedroom. It's like the one sacred space.
I cannot believe you just said that. Because okay, I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, but this man was trying to come over and he was like, let me come in your house, like let me like let's just hang out. And I was like, I'm not letting you into my bedroom.
He was like trying to come through.
He was just trying to come through and hang out. He wasn't even really trying to do anything. But I was like, no, that's my space, my sacred yeah. space. Like my bedroom is, it's very important to me.
Yeah.
It's mine.
It holds a lot of like energy and like yes. that's like your safe space. Yes. And like once you let people in, then it's like they've been there and like now there's like memories attached and just like energy. It's
yes.
just, it's too much for me.
Yeah. So when you like the fact that you use that as an example, just to say like, I feel like it's like letting someone in my bedroom.
That's what it feels
Some
like.
Some people are like, okay, so what? Like, I don't know about you guys, but that's a big deal. To
yeah.
me.
So I guess
just
that's
come in my bedroom.
Yeah.
It's my bedroom. Maybe I'll let you on my couch in my house.
Yeah.
But my bedroom?
Like we could chill and watch a movie on the couch, but you're only coming in my bedroom if like we're gonna fuck and we're only gonna fuck if
no I'm
we're
sorry
good.
Exactly. I was yeah. like even then like that doesn't mean I don't know, I just it's my bedroom is very sacred to me. I wonder, I'm really curious if it means that much to anybody out there, like if any of you guys have a sacred space or like maybe you're just the type of person to like always go over to their
house.
You
know what's so random? I what? Feel like didn't like Mariah Carey on like MTV Cribs like not let them see her bedroom?
I think so.
Because she was like, no, you guys saw my whole house. This is the one space I like keep to myself.
I mean,
and I respect that, queen.
I was like, that's some diva shit, but that's also like, that's...
it's very Mariah Carey.
I feel like that'd be some shit I would say now too.
Yeah.
I'm being real. Like,
I think like back then I was like, come on, just show us, man.
She's got a sex done.
But like now I get it. I get it. Yeah. It's just, it's a sacred space. It's truly am.
So like, what's your sacred space? Like listeners, viewers, what's your sacred space? Like, is it your car? I know sometimes like a car is somebody's safe haven. Like, you know, they like, they have their whole setup. They have like their routine. They got their vibe going. They got everything in there, like all, everything that they need. And I don't know. I just, I'm curious. What's, is it your bed? Are you cool with letting people in your bed? Not anyone can sit on my bed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you can't see my room. Sorry.
I would have to create a new religion in order for you to
religion.
Sit in my bed.
A little foreshadowing.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I guess I'll just say it.
All right.
So that's the name of the song we're going to talk about today. It's called New Religion by, and we were supposed to look this up before because we always butcher this shit.
But we'll keep it classy like we always do.
My guess is Anastasia. It's like spelled N-S-T-A-S-I-A.
Yeah.
So do with that what you will. My bad. But anyway, I heard this song, like, I don't know how I found it.
Once we get an intern or something, we'll have them do some research.
Somebody please look this shit up for me, for us. Sure please help.
Make sure you email us at simpinafterdark@gmail.com.
Yes. So, like, she actually doesn't have that much new music since, like, I think the song that this album is from, I think it's called New Religion, I think. And it's from, like, 2008. 17, I think it was. And then she has like a couple new singles from like this year maybe, but that song is just really good. It's just one of those
songs. So the song is from 2017.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, you guys, this is completely new for me. Ashley put me on. I mean, that's the one thing I love about doing this podcast. I always talk about it. We stay putting each other on. Mm-hmm. Ashley probably more than me. I'm like, you want to do another Drake song?
I'm down.
Or just always recommend Snow or the same fucking shit.
We all have those songs we all like go back to. You know, over and over.
But yeah, no, I heard this and I was like, yeah, we need to do the song.
It's a bop. And it like her voice and like her like whole like mood of everything like reminds me of Cash Page. Mm. Just kind of like, I don't know. But yeah, it's good.
I love Cash Page.
Me too. And actually, we have a tweet that we're going to read later from her just because it perfectly ties in. So
Cash.
Let's play a little clippy clip of this song.
Clippy clip.
There we go.
And I'll take from you. Give and we take, yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, we do. We toast the Henny and flutes. Feel it from here to the moon. Some kind of weak. It sparks from the second you speak. You on my lips like a swisher. You sweet, sweet. Damn, you so sweet. Do you believe in heaven? I got a new religion. Cause I wanted something better now.
You so sweet. I love a good, like, weed reference, even though I don't be smoking like that at all.
I do.
I'm like, yeah, you taste so sweet, like a swish of baby.
I love that. Her voice is, like, so sweet.
Yeah.
It's so, like.
It doesn't feel like it's 2017. Like, this song could be 2020 for all I fucking know.
For sure.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, has music changed a lot in, like, the last 3 years?
I don't know. I feel like
I can never look at it, like, introspectively, like I can
like outrospectively. Like I have no idea.
Only look at it like object. Like I have to wait for like 10 years to pass and then be like, oh, that was an era.
Yeah, I guess like it's not really that it feels like that certain music feels old, but like you can kind of tell what certain trends are.
Yeah,
like newer trends where like you know like Migos came out and like everyone started like doing that fucking Migos flow or like stuff like that, and like with this it reminds me of like kind of newer stuff. I don't know,
she was just basically dope, ahead of her time.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's get into it.
Yeah, so
this is the part where we break down lyrics.
Yeah, we do that. So I mean, I guess like quick little like a summary of just everything, because we don't really have to get super into the lyrics, just because like what we want to get into is probably more of like the chunk of everything. Yeah. But obviously you can tell she's talking about, I got a new religion. So,
okay, so
she's
talking
about like a relationship or a person or love is her new religion.
I was going to say, if you didn't know the lyrics, what would you think this song is about? Just based off the title and what you heard, kind of, if you weren't really paying attention to the lyrics.
I would think, yeah, like a person, like just because, you know, like the whole like symbolism with like comparing like love to religion. And, like,
so like she wants to start a new religion for a person.
I don't think so. I didn't think that.
Or she wants a person to worship her in religion.
I think she's just like super in love with somebody that she's making them and this relationship her new religion.
Okay.
Like this, like, so love she's that making she's
them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, it's like a mutual kind of thing where she's like in love and she's like, this is my new religion. And like with that, like I think of religion, I think of like commitment and like focus and like discipline, yeah, like respect,
sacrifice.
Yeah. Like all that, yeah, all that,
I thought this was about to be about her pussy. And she was like, new religion, worship my pussy. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, also that, but.
No, yeah, but like, I love love. And right? Of course we talk about that on the podcast. So for this song to kind of just be like, all right, you know what? I think I'm really into this person. Yeah. So much so that I'm going to start a new religion.
It's just simpy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I found something new to worship. Something that I am completely devoted to. Like a person.
That's intense.
A relationship. It is. Because like, if you think about like people that are committed to their religion, yeah, it's a lot. Like, it's not just like some like easy passive thing. Like, yeah, you have to be fully committed and like taking part in it.
That scares me. I feel like that's really intense. And
it is.
And like, to me, that also like
some Scorpio energy.
Yes.
So she starts off with like something intentional, some kind of magical feeling. So it's like, clearly she's in love. And she talks about give and we take. That's what we do. It's clearly a healthy, mutually like beneficial, mutually loving relationship.
Where so she's this just is like a happy,
yes,
song.
It
is a good song.
It is. Like, I like, we even like dove into this. I listened to it like over and over, just like trying to catch like any like nuances.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. I mean, shit goes over my head all the time. But as far as I've like dove in, I don't see anything yet.
Do you think that like, have you ever experienced like this type of emotion over a dude? Or like, do you think you ever could?
I think one of the last episodes I talked about how I've just like been like a diehard, like hopeless romantic, like my whole life.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think knowing me, like people would guess that. I can maybe come off like kind of cold, like if you don't see me in a relationship. But in a relationship, I do, like, I feel like this dude's my new religion. Like, oh my God, I want to worship you. Worship me back. And like, my Venus is in Leo. So once we do that episode with Alexa, we'll talk about that. But that's important right there.
That's really interesting.
So look up what your Venus is ruled by, and it'll tell you a lot about how you love and how you expect to be loved.
Oh, I was thinking sex for whatever reason. That is, what too. Is it, Mars or Mercury?
Venus too.
But yeah. I think my like sex planet is in Sagittarius, which is like fire sign.
Okay, so I'm just like, yeah.
And then I just have mad air and earth.
Airy,
air and earthy
ass bitch.
Yeah, air and earth. What the fuck? So I'm just like trying to smash but not hang out. Oh, no.
Just like very like free with it.
But that's not true though, because I do feel like I'm a very committed, and I will be the first to admit I would absolutely start a new religion over my man. I know that sounds fucking stupid.
I'm glad, like, you can admit it, because no. I'm over here like, I'm crazy.
No, like, I feel like you should be obsessed with your significant other, and you should. I like to love loudly. I'm like, I'm into PDA. I like to be touched on, but also not too
you
much.
Like, like, do you want your man to like show you off? Do you like to be shown off?
Yes. Yeah. I like to be shown off. I like to be taken places. I like to be known that you love me. I like to be told that I'm loved.
I want to see that you are like proud to have me, and that you feel lucky to have me. Like, I just want to feel like a queen.
Of course.
Like, straight up worship.
But and that comes with reciprocating that.
Yeah, because as soon as I feel that, it's going to come right back at you, baby.
Yeah. So like, to
right
me,
back
like,
at you.
I'm willing. I'm super like, pull up.
Yeah.
Pull up, love. Like, pull up. I'm ready. Like, you know, so I'm I'm definitely the type to love out loud. And like, if I'll be like, if someone were to ever be like, oh, you like him, I'd be like, okay.
And
I'm never gonna feel sorry about who I like or or who I love, or if somebody fucked me, oh, he fucked you over, I'd be like, okay, he's a fucking asshole. That's not my problem. Like, so I'll never feel like shit over that. I mean, I'll probably go home and cry about it later if I'm being real.
Yeah. We all get those,
you
know, moments.
Yeah, I want to start a new religion. Like, right? Who shit. Wants to be my
And it just like sounds so my nice. New deity. My new deity. So then she's talking about we toast the Henny in flutes. We changed the lyrics that are on Genius because it doesn't make sense what's on there. You it don't doesn't. Even need to know what it says.
No, it's okay? in flutes.
So it's just cute. Like, you and your man, you put Henny in champagne flutes for just to be bougie and, like, feel, like, Cheers. Royal for the day. Yeah. Like, this is our new religion. That's cute as fuck. Just laid up. Like, okay. Yeah, so feel it from here
just
to
like
the moon.
Just, like, making shit your own.
Yeah, like, it doesn't matter. These are... It's a new religion. These are your rules.
Exactly.
So suck my dick, everybody.
No, but it's true. Like, you make them up. Like, speaking of a new religion, it's also kind of like you're like studying, you're practicing. Like, there's new ways. Like, when you get like with a new man, you like have a new routine. You guys like hang out. You call each other new things. Like, it, I mean, I don't know, unless you're the type to just hit that same nickname. You feel me?
Oh my God.
I know there are types like that.
Hell no. But, I could never do that.
Right? But I think like what she's saying when she means like new religion is like, this is new love.
Yeah.
Like, this is new. We get to like call it, we get to figure out like what our thing is. Exactly. We get to explore that. And I think that's the most beautiful part of a relationship. Yeah.
I think it's
that.
Like the whole like comparing it to religion thing kind of like is like it's unique to like any other love that you've experienced where it's we're gonna switch it up, it's completely Ooh. Different, you know.
Ooh, that was fucking poetic.
Okay.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you, because at CarMax we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car, you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Poetic.
Yeah, so like the freaking chorus is just like beautiful. Yeah. She says, "Do you believe in heaven? I got a new religion." Because I wanted something better now. Then I found us together. I'm living for the feeling. I got a new religion. Like, that's cute as a fuck. And, like,
she's
I just
happy.
Say, yeah, like, that's what I want my love to be. And that's what I expect it to be. And, like, that's why I get so upset when it's, like, not that. And, like, why I usually take things so personal and, like, feel so deeply. Because I just, like, want that.
No, I think that's a fair point to say. It's like when you have so much to offer, you know, if someone's got $5 in their wallet, but you got a rack and they're like, oh, let me see your wallet. You're gonna be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So I feel like when you know you have something that's valuable, especially when you know like, wow, I could love really deep. I could love really hard. I could be really loyal. I know I could be somebody that someone would love to be in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
You're really gonna kind of test that person's qualities, and you're really gonna kind
of, because you want to be cautious.
Yeah,
of course. Like, you're not just gonna, like, if it was a new religion, you would do your research. You wouldn't just be like, I'm diving into this new religion. Yeah. I have no idea what it's about. True. Like, no, like, you're going to make sure that it's going to be the right religion for you.
Yeah. People go on like little journeys and shit, you know? Hell yeah. I want our fucking love to be a journey. I'm trying to go on a motherfucking journey with another soul. And I'm trying to get my pussy. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Stop saying that. Really got to stop. I'm joking. I'm really sarcastic in case anybody cannot tell. But yeah. Let's finish out the lyrics.
Yeah. So then she talks about this is the kind of shit that make you feel like a moonlight in the night sky, in the hoop on a good side, and the weed smoke and look purified. And I find the good in your bad side. When I'm in the dark, you a flashlight. I'll let you look through my phone, and that's how you know.
Ooh.
Dang. That is how you know,
that
though.
That is, yeah.
Like when you just like, you know what with I like somebody, to do? There's nothing in your phone that could like be bad, because you wouldn't do anything to fuck shit up. Like, you're not even worried.
Do you remember the first moment? I don't know if you've ever had. I mean, look, I'm not trying to. Okay, whatever. I'm just gonna go into it. Okay. Sorry about all that. Have you ever had a relationship where, you know, he gets a text and then you're like, you got a text, and he goes, can you check it for me?
Of course.
And you're like, oh, I don't know your password. And he's like, it's 0101. And you're like, it's your mom.
Oh, my God.
He's just like, yes. But that, how good does that feel to just,
that's
like,
when you know,
know
it's healthy. When, like, you go to, like, be like, oh, you have about. A text. If they're like, if they freak out on you, yeah. Or just like, hey.
Yeah, don't touch my phone.
Whoa, red flag.
Or I know a big red flag is like somebody like, because look, I'm not, to me, I'm not trying to hide shit. I have nothing to hide. Like, especially if I'm in a relationship. If I'm in a relationship,
I don't
want to
be like dealing with all that. Like the energy it takes to like be deleting shit, hiding shit, and like trying to be like slick. Like, hell no.
It's exhausting.
I'm fucking lazy. You think I want to do all that? No, I'd rather just be loyal and honest. The fuck?
That is 100% how I feel, Ashley. It's like the effort that it takes to be sneaky is not worth like the dick, the conversation, the anything. I can guarantee you it's not worth it. It's too much energy to be like changing names and phones, deleting shit, deleting it off.
Like
your,
if you're doing all that, oh like, my God. Just be single then.
Just be single.
It just blows my mind. Like, I feel like you just have to be going out of your way to like try to be like,
no, you,
trash and a piece
are.
Of shit.
That's, yes,
if you're doing all that.
That's what they're doing. Yes, 100% that's what they're doing.
It's insane.
Yeah, no, I
that,
don't know.
Like, people are like that.
I can't be doing
like,
all that
what
shit.
What went wrong in your life? Like, what was the point that, like, you just turned into, like, the ultimate villain?
But it's true, though. Like, the fact that you said, I'm just so lazy, I'd rather be loyal. It's true. Like,
and
it's,
that's probably it's straight up true. Mind-blowing for some people, but, like, just, why are we deleting shit?
Yeah, like, if I feel sick of you, I'll just be like, you know what?
I have too much of a guilty conscience.
It's over.
Too.
I'm like, trying to fuck some people. It's over. Like, I need to go do my thing. Yeah. I'll be honest. Like, so, like.
Like, I suck at lying.
Same.
I hate lying.
I have a bad poker face.
People
will be like, what's wrong? I'll be like, nothing.
Nothing.
For our listeners out there.
I can't. Right.
Gonna have to head to our IG.
Our watchers.
Simpin' After Dark on Instagram. And make sure you email us some questions. Like, what do you guys think about this? Are you love out loud type of people? Do you like to love out loud? Or are you quiet about your love?
Yeah, like, does comparing your love to a religion, like, freak you out? Like, that's too intense? Because I feel like some people are like that.
Yeah, it's true. No, that
or, like, they just have never experienced that. I know friends that, like, have told me they've never, like, felt, like, a love, like, really intense. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, every love I have is really
me
intense.
Too. Even but it's because like, of me, straight up.
Me, it's always me in my head. Same. And, like, it's totally, like, what we're about to get into. But, like, sometimes I'll look back and I'm like, ew, what the fuck? Like, I regret it. I'm grossed out. But in the moment, it was like every love has
you
been a religion.
You can't deny it, yeah.
It's mental illness in it. I don't know.
It's mental illness saying that.
I don't fucking know.
Listen, babes. Listen, you mental babes. You mental.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing or whatever it is. But I'm just being honest. Okay?
No. I've been diehard about all my past exes. I've been like, that's my fucking baby. Don't you dare. Like, I'll kill you. I'll cut you.
We're going to be together forever and ever.
I would, like, even if we were ever out somewhere, I'd be the type of bitch to, like,
don't you fucking do it.
I'm dead. And then I'd like go home and then I'd be like, you fucking hurt me. You know, like, not even bad about it.
Oh man, it sucks having feelings.
Yeah, it's the worst. Straight up. I don't know. That's why we started a podcast called Simping After Dark.
Because we just want to say this shit out loud. Yeah, so it's pretty much all the lyrics. Just kind of repeats and shit, you know.
I say we let's listen to a little sample real quick. Let's go back into it. Why not?
Run it back. From you, give and we take it. That's what we do, yeah, we do. We toast the Henny and flutes, feel it from here to the moon. Some kind of weak, it sparks from the second you speak. You on my lips like a swisher, you sweet, sweet. Damn, you so sweet. You're so sweet.
I love that. I got a
nuclear gem, cause I wanted something. It's the type of song I want my man to send to me.
Right? On a playlist? Oh my God, I haven't gotten a playlist in so long.
Right? The fuck?
If you got a good playlist, send it to us at G. No, I'm just kidding. Damn. Okay, so
go like our playlist though on Spotify.
Yeah, you really should though.
Go like that shit.
At Simpin' After Dark on Spotify. Basically. We're always adding new music, and if you could like it, maybe give us some recommendations and we'll throw some of yours on there.
Yeah. Never know. We have done that in a live before. Yeah. Like, hey, that is a good song, you know?
You know what?
Listener, that's a great song. Add it to this playlist.
We agree, but most of the time we don't. I'm just kidding.
Okay, yeah. So basically, like, what we want to get into with this song, because we know it's, like, not everyone feels this way and it's probably not, like, extremely normal. So
We have a lot of feelings.
Our feelings are intensified, you know. They're on the intense side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the idealization of love and relationships and of people, basically, and, like, how that can be detrimental to the relationships you actually have and to your mental health, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Should I start with my story?
Yes.
All right, fuck it. We're going to get real personal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so obviously, like, new religion, that's a lot. That's intense. We've been spending the past 20 minutes talking about it. And I think that, like, growing up, being a female in a pretty, like, patriarchal type of household... Shout out to downtown Los Angeles and shout out to Wild 7 Studios for always having us.
Beep, beep, beep.
Love the beep, that beep. But when you grow up in that type of household, I think you have just like such specific expectations of what love should be. Like love needs to be so romantic. And when you look at like the cartoons, the movies we see, like it needs to sweep you off your feet. It's got to be this like, you want to give up everything for this other person. And if you don't find that, if you don't have that, then you don't know what real love is. And it's supposed to last forever.
It's ingrained in us. It's since disgusting. We're like little.
Yeah.
Cartoons. So, like Pepe Le Pew, bitch.
Oh my gosh. So just like all these things, like for real, Pepe Le Pew. I like to think of Beauty and the Beast. That's like a big one for me. Jasmine. Yeah. Any Disney movie, basically.
All the Disney movies.
Yeah,
Ariel. Even like the Addams Family.
Addams Family.
Like, what's the freaking man?
Morticia.
Yeah. I can't think of his name. The mustache guy. But he is like obsessed.
Gomez.
And in love. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I still want that, even though I know it's like unreal.
Okay, so you know what that does to you. So then when you grow up and then you don't have that, your immediate responses go, what's wrong with me?
Yeah. Or you're just like, this must not be love. This must not be my soulmate, quote unquote.
And it brings me to a particular moment in my life where like, all right, guys, I'm going to be pretty explicit right now. So if there are any children around, you're going to want to, because I know you guys are listening to this with your children.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to talk about the first time that I got head.
Hey.
And shout out to the dude who gave me head for the first time. It was a great experience. No
shade.
Yeah, like no shade to him. I don't think he was doing a bad job. But like when this I was like, okay, when we talk about it, when you see it in like porn, when you see it growing up, you're like, this is like, supposed
that looks
to be
mind blowing.
Like the moment contact
explosion
happens.
Explosion. Right? People are just like making out, like right? moaning, like so
like, it's
loud.
The most amazing thing. First of all, don't move. Or like you got like, okay, just my expectations were let down. And not that, like I said, not that this dude did a bad job. It's just like, I had to like figure out that like, oh, porn is not a good expectation. Movies yeah. are not real life.
Usually
and like
any media representation of love. And that includes music and like songs yes. like this.
So you know? Yeah, saying like, you know, all these lovey-dovey songs where things are going so perfect, or like even yeah. fight songs. I remember like younger listening to like, you know, little R&B fight songs where it was like,
fuck
oh, she's
you,
mad
you
at
ho,
me.
I don't want you back. And you remember that shit? I was
damn.
Like, damn. Okay.
He but hurt. I was like, you know, some songs like they would like end up coming back and I'd be like, oh, that's cute. She forgave him. And then I'd be like, I would never forgive somebody for cheating on me. Like,
yeah.
what the fuck? Like certain things, like certain standards were accepted yeah. in music and in movies that I don't agree with. So, I mean,
we've
again,
just had expectations like laid out before us since yeah. like the beginning of time. And it's just unrealistic.
How do you think it fucks with men?
I mean, porn wise, that's like a whole fucking thing. Like, holy shit.
Just fuck me.
Yeah, I mean, well, like yeah, with your porn, story with yeah. like with like getting head for the first yeah. time, it's just like if it's your first time, it's probably maybe their first time. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They've only seen porn. If you're watching porn or like the guy's eating out the girl, he's always doing with like this pointy ass tongue, not on the clit. Like men,
what is he doing?
Do
what
not
is he doing?
Get
give what? A little give a little IG like, viewership. you gotta tune into the IG for that
they're
one.
They're like. Like, I don't know. Like, damn, why are you, like, curling in your lips? Like, put your lips on my pussy.
Yeah.
Like, stop being like that. Stop,
stop
watching.
Like that.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Stop being that.
Stop
like that.
Watching, like, porn where, like, yeah. the guy's eating out the girl. You need to watch lesbian porn because that is what girls watch because that is what they want and that's what they wish you would do. That's how they wish you would, like, the pace, like, everything. Stop. Yeah. Watching
the sensuality. Don't just like hammer jack someone's yeah. okay, we're you know what, this is not a sexual yeah. podcast, but
it can be
saying, I mean
maybe next time.
That's true. But I think the point we're trying to make is that like this is kind of fucked with us. Like I want
yeah.
this new religion and now that I don't fucking
yeah.
have
and
it.
And that's all
like,
just in terms of sex. Like, and we've talked about obviously with movies with like love and stuff. Yeah, like new religion, it's like it's not to say that like love like that doesn't exist. But it's also going to come along. It's rare and you can have that, but it's not just that all the time. Like,
there's
when you think,
heart.
Yeah, like,
I'm so sorry, this chili lemon fucking popsicle really got to me. It's not like that all the time.
Yeah.
It's fucking ups and downs or like there are, it's boring. How come
yeah.
nobody talks about marriage being fucking boring?
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to just commit yourself to the same person, which is like, I want that. But like the fact that everybody likes to pretend that it's fucking daisy and roses all the time
yeah.
scares the shit out of me. Like what's really going down? Like,
yeah. I think more
are you guys
people
all
need to like realize that it's like, especially comparing it to religion, it's a lot of discipline, which not a lot of people have discipline. It takes a lot of like mental
yeah.
strength.
You
it's hard
literally
work.
Have to stop
it's
yourself
studying.
From cheating. Like you
yeah.
have to, if you are married to someone, you literally have to go, I can't cheat.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Which is like, that, okay, like if you have a boyfriend, me being like having a boyfriend, I'm like, okay, I can't cheat. But like all of a sudden when you throw marriage on it, I'm not saying that I would go and cheat, but like that's just a big commitment. And I don't think people realize that.
Yeah.
You should hold, like, that should be sacred to you. That should be important to you. You should not throw that shit around, you know? Yeah. And I feel like people nowadays throw love around. They throw, you mean so much to me, and it's over fucking saturated, and it's just all this, like, even if you were to send someone this song, I would honestly, if some man send me the song, I would probably be like, okay.
You're lying.
Yeah, because that's what I would think.
It's a game.
And that's because of what has happened to us. Yeah. Like, and just past
because experience. Having such high expectations, the disappointments are that much, like, more of a hit than if you didn't have these like unworldly expectations of love, you know, like if you just had normal expectations, it wouldn't hurt that bad when you got hurt because you're not like up here.
Yeah. You're falling farther.
Yeah.
You're exactly. falling harder. So it's like
physics.
It's hard. Okay. It just, I don't know. It makes you like get in your feelings. It makes you second guess like people. And then you got to like weed out people who are lying because there are fucking people who lie, which is there so are, weird. Yeah. I don't know. It like to me, I mean, I even recently, I recently spoke to a dude and he was like, you just don't believe anything I say. And it's kind of annoying. And I was like, I felt bad. I was like, oh my God. And then I started to look back. Like, I was like, oh my God, I don't believe anything he says. And I'm just like so jaded.
It sucks because it's like you have to just wait until they give you a reason for you to feel that way. But then it's like, shouldn't I just be checking for lies anyway if I have to like wait for the lie for my feelings to be like reasonable?
But that's when you just kind of, I think, have to trust yourself and trust, like, the process. Low-key of, like, love. And you got to just say, look, like, someone once told me the last thing that should be on your mind is your partner cheating on you. That should be the last thing on your mind. And if that is on your mind, then you probably shouldn't be together. And so I was like, you know, those are some solid points. So I do get in downward spirals where you're like, this person could just go fuck anyone and my heart would be like broken. They're like,
I'm at work. It's like, are they at work? Like, or are they fucking lying? Some bitch right now? Like, what?
And that's sad. Like, it's sad that we think that way. But if I'm being honest, like,
because people have done you dirty in the past.
I literally had an ex who told me that he was at home and I knew he was lying. And when I went to go press him, I got into a car accident. Like, bro, and guess what? He wasn't at home.
Wait, how'd you find out he wasn't at home?
Because I called him, and I was like, I just got in a car accident. He was like, well, I'm not at home, so. And I was like, like, literally, like, this, it was really fucked up. But, like, dude, that shit, like, is in my mind now.
Yeah.
Just because, and it's sad, you try to let it go. You try to be like, let me give this person the benefit of the doubt. Let me just allow this person to, I don't know. Let me just take a chance on this person. Yeah. And then part of you is like, remember that one time?
Yes. And like, that's what's like people always say, like, you shouldn't like let your past relationship trauma creep into your new relationship. And it's like, okay, yeah, to a degree. I mean, definitely that's true because they have nothing to do with your past partners. But
it's also a learning experience.
Yeah, exactly. And what people need to realize too is that if you've been lied to and cheated on in the past and you're in a new relationship, and your new person like lies to you, it's a white lie, it's gonna hurt a lot worse if you've been lied to in the past by other, like if you've been backstabbed before, than if it would have been like your first time ever and it was just like
the first time.
Yeah, like because you're just, it's gonna make you start checking for lies now. Like every time they say anything, you're like, well, are they lying? It's gonna make you feel like ashamed that you didn't catch the lie, and like be like, what could I have done better to like have caught that lie? What else could they be lying about? What else have they lied about? Like you like spiral.
So I'm like, a big like what's that term called when it's like if this is this and this is that, what is that,
like trying to equate shit,
like that what's that formula though, like if a plus b
equals mc squared,
a plus b equals c and c plus
yeah
b. Okay, whatever.
I don't know what the word is for that.
Okay,
it's math.
I be doing that shit. Okay. I be in my head,
you
and
bring
I'm
me
like,
math in.
If I'm at your house and you lied to my face, then what would you do if I was gone for 3 weeks and you didn't see me? Like, that's the type of shit I'd be doing,
okay,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's like,
jumping to conclusion.
Assuming.
Yeah. I'm the same way, though.
That's
no,
me.
Definitely. It makes sense, though. Yeah. Because it's like, wait, you would lie about this dumb shit? Then probably lying about a bunch of other shit.
But it's not even like I do that shit with everything in my life.
Yeah.
Like if I get hit in the face with a baseball, I'm like, damn, a basketball is probably going to hurt.
Oh my God.
You know, like, or whatever. Like, it's just, you just do those things because that's how you learn lessons in life. Like, oh, if last time I put my hand in this fire, I got burned.
Yeah.
Let me not do that this time. Like, that's how you
and
fucking learn.
Not even just that, but you're going to be like, well, then next time, let me not do this other thing that's.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to that.
If I stick
that'll
my
probably
hand
have
in
the
water,
same reaction.
Is it going to be hot? If I stick my hand in snow, is it going to be the same?
Yeah.
Like, it's you start like.
It's evolution, baby.
Basically, the way I'm thinking
in
is
my
not my
little
fault.
Lifetime. Yes.
So, yeah, I'd be jumping to conclusions and it sucks.
It's literally like evolution on like the most micro scale ever.
Yeah.
Like in the most singular micro scale. Like just me and my life. I'm going to evolve to be this way based on this thing that happened this long ago, whatever. Whatever.
And you try to just, I try to learn. I try to let go of the bad and just take the positive. But like, I am a human being. I do have feelings. I do have emotions and I do get caught up. So, I mean
we're always going to look out for ourselves. That's the thing. So some people are good at letting shit go. Some people are not. I don't know.
I'm not.
Me either at all.
I'm
but
petty.
That's why I'm like, I feel like as much as like there is like idealization of love in media and like music, I think it should also serve to like show people like how you should feel about love. That way you don't hurt people. So like this song specifically, it's like you should treat it like a religion, your relationship, where like you respect it and you value it and like you study the person, you're committed to them, you're disciplined in that you won't step out or like all that shit. So then it's like it's more like harmonious and it is more close to heaven, quote unquote.
So you could almost even use music to dictate, again, this is me jumping in conclusions, like where somebody stands. Like what if I sent this song to a dude and I was like, oh my God, this song makes me think of you. And he was like, what the fuck? Like, ha ha ha, that's a lot.
Well then obviously he doesn't see love the way you see it.
Exactly. So like maybe, I mean, that's why I send songs.
Yeah,
I know that's dumb, but that's why I send playlists and songs. Cause like, if I send a song that's like, "Wow, I'm in love with you," and you're like, "Oh, okay," then I'm like, "Oh, okay, you don't feel the same way." Oh,
yeah,
okay. Like,
and that can be with like so many things. Like, even like if it's not like expressing like lyrics, like sending like a TV show.
Yes,
so many things where you
to
could
get
like
your
realize.
Humor.
Yeah, bruh. Let me tell you. Like, I had this ex, and like, I fucking love Adventure Time.
Yeah, I love that show.
It's a fucking just like.
It's a good,
it's
solid
great.
Comedy.
It has
cartoon.
Like a cult following.
Yeah.
It's just great. I freaking like was watching it and he like got home from work and he was like, he watched an episode with me. They're like 10 minute song. Okay. After it was over, he was like, wow, I feel like I just lost all my brain cells watching this. I was
That's
like,
cool.
Wow. Okay. Like tried to like make me feel like I'm like,
he tries to
dumb
shame
as
you.
Fuck
yeah.
For like watching that. And that's, I should have known then.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
So you can use our podcast to send to people. And if they don't like this music, they don't love you. No, I'm
That's
just
the rules.
But no, I don't know. I that's intense.
Yeah.
Cause that's fucked up. Shame is also a big thing. I feel
yeah.
like for the first time ever, sidetrack, I went on a dating app. If you keep up with any of us on Twitter, you might know that.
I was dying.
I hit a Bumble for the first time, and it was the worst experience of my goddamn life. Let me tell you. Again, expectations and how they get ruined, okay? First of all, everybody on there I thought was rooting for the other team. I was like, are you sure? He is too pretty. I matched with this guy, and then I realized on Bumble that the female has to make the first interaction.
Oh,
yeah, couldn't be me.
Yeah, that's
couldn't be me. I know that sound like I am mad old school. Like,
but I feel like at the really same drunk or time something. When you match with someone, it's like you already kind of made the first move by just saying you're cute. And once you match, they know that you said they're cute.
So, but no, but on Bumble, like I have, that's like the thing. It's supposed to be like secure for girls. So like you don't get dudes who are like, let me see your titties or some shit, you know, so that you can only talk to people you're interested into. But so then I was like, okay, fuck it. Fine. Let me like, all I did was throw an emoji out there. Didn't even have nothing clever to say. Some people have hook lines for these dating apps. Oh my God.
I can't wait to do a freaking dating app episode because I want to talk about this.
We need to. But so then I get a guy and he was like, we were kind of like chatting back and forth and he was like, text me. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, right. Let's see where this goes. Let's
get out of this app.
So I text him. I say, hey. And he goes, hey, so are you coming over? And I was like,
huh?
I went, no, why would I? Like, I don't even know you.
What the fuck?
And so he was like, oh, okay, so you're not going to come over then? And then I was like, oh, no. And then he texted me, never mind. And I was like, okay, like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right? It's always like, okay, fuck this. Then, I don't know why I didn't delete his number right then and there, but I just, like, didn't respond. You know, I
was
like,
whatever. Okay, fuck this. You think it's over? Yeah. Bye.
So then he goes, he hits me up the next day and goes, so you're going to come over tonight?
Oh my God. What the fuck is wrong with people?
And I was like, yeah, no. And he was like, okay, I'm sure you come over to a bunch of dudes' houses. And I was like,
so then you should feel real ugly if I'm not coming to your ugly ass house.
I was like, you're not only are you going to like be weird, but you're going to try to shame me for like, if I do go to a bunch of dudes' houses, but then you're asking me to, like, it was just weird.
Yeah. So like now you're trying to fight. Cause I know you don't think you're about to woo me talking shit. Like what?
Yeah. I was like,
oh, you're trying to fight now.
No, baby.
I'll come over and fucking stab you. Send the Addy.
Come over.
Send the motherfucking Addy, bitch.
Come over and catch his fade.
Like, bitch.
Nah, it was mad weird. And I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, is this dating? And then I got advice from like an old friend of mine. And he literally was like, dude, like that's how younger girls are. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, a younger girl would rather you, instead of come up to you at a bar, would rather you find her on like a dating app or on Instagram and be like, hey, I saw you over there. Like they just, it's like this weird like aggressiveness online, but not in person. And I was just like, I am the complete opposite.
Wait, like one of those, like I saw you at the show, but I was too shy to say hi.
Yes.
That's just cringy.
Exactly. No. I would never.
Nobody.
If someone ever said that to me, I would be like, you fucking stalker. Delete.
No, I'd be like, so you're just a little bitch. Like, if you're too shy to say hi to me and you saw me, don't fucking hit me up and tell me you saw me. I'm too shy to say hi. Because I probably saw you too, and now it's weird.
Exactly. So I was like, maybe I'm just, I'm old?
I don't know. We'll do a whole fucking dating app episode.
We'll get into it one time. Yeah. We'll definitely want to hear your experiences on those bad boys.
So you guys start preparing your fucking shit because we are going to want to know.
If you got some stories, but should we get into some tweets?
Definitely.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to do this one. It's on Twitter at Cash Page. So
our girl.
It's Cash My Checks. She said, you got to be damn near obsessed with me for me to think we serious.
Yeah, that's true.
And yeah. And that's directly correlated to this. And that's exactly what we talked about. We're like wanting somebody to be like that diehard over you doesn't mean that you're just going to be acting like a bougie ass queen. Like, nah, I'm a reciprocate, but I'm going to need you to fucking step up first because I can't
show
be
that
way fully until I feel safe in a relationship.
Yeah.
So that includes you not lying or all this other bullshit. And if you have done that, fucking fix it and fix it quickly.
So let me let me ask you this then. Do you think it's like unfair to put that on dudes? Like, do you think it's unfair to like,
to like ask, want them to do it first?
Yeah. Like, is it unfair for them to like, okay, I feel like I'm spitting everywhere. I'm so sorry. Is it unfair like to, I mean, I guess to be vulnerable, like then a dude has to kind of put himself out there. And I'm not saying like, oh, poor dude. Like, no, like anybody can. But I think that when we say we want men who take initiative, I think is what they think is, oh, you want me to grab you? And it's like, no, I want you to be like, hey, I love you. Like,
balls out, tell me how you
feel. Hey, like, I want to marry you. Or, hey, you know what? I'm not really fucking with you on a serious level. Yeah. I would rather just like keep it friendly, you know? Yeah. Like, I think that's what we mean.
Yeah. And I think it's more of a, like a mutual, like you're getting there kind of gradually, but it's kind of just like, you show me yours, I'll show you mine. Like one at a time. Like you're getting naked together. Like I'm not like stripped down in front. Like you take off your shirt, I'm gonna take off my shirt.
You don't
pants,
have to
like, my turn. Like it's not like all at once and then I'm gonna get naked. It's like, it's a mutually.
You
like,
take off your shirt, I take off my socks.
Yeah.
You take off,
take off you my necklace. Wear pants,
I take off a ring.
Yeah. Like, so it's like, you know, it's not like in an unfair way. It's just more of like, we're going to be cautious about this, but I'm going to need you to lead. And that's just, I think, kind of expected and like socially ingrained.
In patriarchal.
Yeah, we're like, men are supposed to lead. When you think about like dancing and balls where it's like the men lead, it's just ingrained. So I don't think it's unfair. I think it's just like, like, you know, this is the one like gender, like norm or whatever that I can like be like, okay, yeah, you want to be a man, then fucking.
So you're picking and choosing.
Yep.
No, I agree, though. I think that like to me, it's like what if you were to say like, yo, V, what is a man? I wouldn't be like, oh, a buff dude. I would be like, a man is, to me, is somebody who has strong, straightforward, consistent energy, right? So it's like hot. Right, so it's it doesn't need to be a man. I know lots of women with strong, straightforward, consistent energy. And I think that when it comes to like at least my partner, it doesn't even have to be a man or a woman. To me, what's important is somebody keeping their word and doing the things that they say they're gonna do. So if you say like, when I'm asked it, like when I'm sending you a song about this shit, when I'm testing the waters, it's because I want you to be like, oh, she wants to know if I like her. Hey, I want you to know I really like you.
Yeah.
That's like that's what, and I know
usually no woman's going to expect you to just be like getting naked. Like she's going to give you all the clues to let you know that it's time for you to get naked.
So, but is that fucked up that we got to give clues?
No, I think it's balanced because it's like, since they got to like go and like go like balls to the wall first. It's not like you're asking them to do that without like you letting them know that you want them.
You're guiding them.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to let you know. I want you to tell me that you're about me. Ooh. It's a little like dance.
I like that.
And it's not like, you know,
no, I like that. It reminds me of, I used to watch, I don't know, I'm really into like nature shows and David Attenborough who like.
Okay, like some birds.
Yes. So like there's this one bird and birds are like, if you don't know this, the bigger bird is you, in animals too, the bigger animal and bigger birds are usually the female. And the more colorful one is usually the male because that's the one who has to attract the female.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he just like put his little feathers up and he was like, doot, 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 they dancing literally around. Little and it was dance. So
shit
cute.
Is crazy.
And she was just like, and flew away, like didn't even care. But like, I just thought it was really like.
Some other like bird fuck boy came by and like barely flashed his feather. And she's like, I like that one. It happens, you know, some men are trash, some women are trash. Just people are trash in general. They're sprinkled everywhere.
Everyone's trash.
But generally, you know. To try to lead with love.
Yeah. And if you feel some type of way, make them a playlist. Say it with a song. If you can't say it out loud. Yeah. If you're too vulnerable. I know Ash and I like to say it with some music.
Yeah.
I like to write a little note. I like to like, I'm actually pretty straightforward. I'll be like, I fucking like you. Do you want to marry me?
I'm pretty
straightforward, but.
I need to be more straightforward, but.
That's okay, girl. We're gonna help you love out loud.
Yeah, but I show it in other ways, you know?
Do we have any more tweets?
I think we're good for this episode.
That's it. We don't have no more tweets. We have actually nothing else to say to you guys. Shocker.
Yeah, so Follow us on Twitter. Yes. Also, I'm going to try to be more active on there. Instagram, yeah, Sipping After Dark. Yeah, tweet us, DM us, email us. Same handle all around everything. Email is Gmail. Shout out Wild 7 Studios. You can follow me at Ash_Friday_ on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Victoria D. Wells. And
keep your eyes peeled.
Oh, we do have some really big things coming your way. Some exclusive drops. We're really trying to get some merch to you guys before the holiday season. I know we kind of sneak peeked
some things.
A couple of things. We might have some just fun little things. Nothing too crazy, but hopefully something you guys can pick up and rock and wear, which will be really, really dope. Yeah, so let us know what you would like. If you would like to see anything with the Simpin' After Dark logo, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Maybe we already got it.
We'll see. But yeah, happy tomorrow will
Thanksgiving.
Be Thanksgiving. On Thursday, you know, fuck Christopher Columbus.
Oh, that's right. It's Wednesday.
But
it's been fun, guys.
Hang out with your family, but
support local business this Black Friday.
Yes, buy local.
Buy from a podcast. Buy from your homie's business. Buy.
Shout out Box Blooms. Go check them out. They got cool shit. Yeah, support your homies this year. It's real important.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
And until next time.
Bye.